is the Holy Spirit.
Praise God. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to a great day. Welcome to a wonderful, wonderful day. Yeah, every day is great. Yeah. Every day is great. Every day is good. Every day is great. Every day is good. And there are opportunities every day, even if you're on a lockdown. Every day is good. I mean, yes, there are opportunities, all right, for new relationship, new opportunities, finances, favors. Every day is good, all right? Every day is good. There are opportunities for improvement. There are all kinds of opportunities every single day. So, welcome to a great day. All right, so Father, thank you. Could you go ahead and thank Him? Father, thank you. Thank you for your grace, for your love. Thank you. Oh, we give you praise. Appreciate you. Honor you. Thank you for the things you help our eyes to see, for the things you Help our minds to understand. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. Oh, we give you praise. Yes, 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 we do. Oh, listen, he's faithful. He's faithful. He's faithful. He's faithful. All right, and things get better for you. And remember, you're a person of hope, a person of faith, a person of love. Oh, will the lockdown get extended? Will this happen? Will that happen? In the midst of it all, he is faithful. He's faithful. So go ahead, praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Bible says rejoice. Again, I say rejoice. Yeah, in everything, give thanks. Everything might say, oh, but my plans. In everything, give thanks. While we pray, we pray. When we pray, listen, things work, all right? But we don't see how they work. We don't see in what ways they work. And that's why Thanksgiving is always appropriate, okay? You don't see what's working, all right? It doesn't mean, oh, you stomp your foot and you're like, okay, Father, thank you because I stomped my foot. No, even in the stomping your foot, there's still something to be grateful for. I mean, I stomped my foot, but man, well, it didn't hurt worse than this. So I'm thankful. You know, I'm thankful that you could find something to be thankful for, okay? You know, so every day there's news, all right? All right, every day there's news, but God's word is news that is good news. Is news, never stale news. Is news that came before the other news, all right? So learn to judge every other thing, judge your response to things. You know, I love what James said in chapter 1, verse 2 says, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, meaning when there are diverse, you know, challenges, count it all joy. All right. He didn't say there won't be challenges. I say you count it all joy. All right. So I'm going to count it all joy. You're not comfortable. You're not the way I want you to be, but hey, God is faithful. My dad is faithful. He is awesome. All right. So let me leave us in the hands of Moses Bliss for a few minutes. All right. And then just thank him. God is faithful. Remember in Hebrews 11:11, Bible says that Sarah judged him faithful who promised. He's faithful. Men may change. Things may disappoint. Things may be altered. You know, a loved one might act funny. Some promised money right now is not coming forth because of all the drama going on in society, all of that. But God, all right? The one that has the one that owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, all right? The one who said the silver and the gold belong to him. The one who said he's engraven you upon the palm of his hand, your walls are continually before him. The one who said he is your shepherd and you will never lack. He, all right? He's faithful. He is faithful. He is faithful. Glory to Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You are who you are yesterday, today, and forevermore. What you say is what you do. You never fail, you never change. You are faithful till the end. Faithful God, I worship you. I worship you. You're too faithful to fail me. You're too faithful to disappoint me. You've proven yourself in my life, and I've come to realize you're too faithful to fail me. You're too faithful to fail me. Oh, Jesus, you're
too faithful to disappoint me. You've proven yourself in my life, and I've come to realize you're too faithful to fail.
Did I get anybody lifting hands at some point? Did I get anybody talking in tongues at some point? Praise God. Praise God. Awesome. Awesome. Praise God. Okay. Our Father is faithful. Glory to God. Glory to God. So welcome once again. If you're just joining in, welcome. Welcome once again to the Morning Faith Boost, your morning energizer, your morning coffee, your morning faith boost, day starter. Glory to God. So we're looking this morning, you know, at the battle for attention, right? Still, you know, talking about the lockdown. So the battle for attention, right? And then we'll pick it again from Luke chapter 10. I'll read from, you know, the Passion Translation. to Luke chapter 10 from verse 38. And Jesus and his disciples continued on the journey. As they continued on their journey, they came to a village where a woman welcomed, Jesus into her home. Her name was Martha, and she had a sister named Mary. Mary sat down attentively before the master, absorbing every revelation he shared. But Martha became exasperated by finishing the numerous household chores in preparing for her guest. So she interrupted Jesus and said, "Lord, don't you think it's unfair that my sister left me to do all the work by myself? You should tell her to get up and help me." The Lord answered her, "Martha, my beloved Martha, why are you upset and troubled, pulled away by all these many distractions? Are they really that important? Mary has discovered the one thing most important by choosing to sit at my feet. She is undistracted, and I won't take this privilege from her." Now, you might be wondering, okay, we're talking about the lockdown, giving that undivided attention to the Lord and all in this season. I know I've had to talk about waiting on the Lord a little bit, but I need to not enter that too much because we're dealing basically with the lockdown. So this might, require some fasting already. It might just require that sitting down focus, which really, like I said, yesterday, if you're going to read your Bible and you want to read it for an uninterrupted period of time, and you really want to be focused, you now should not at that time be allowing distractions. And that's what I'm talking about, the battle, this battle for distraction. So yes, sometimes you might not declare fast, but focus and lockdown might look like a fast because you're warding off things, you're locking off things. Even if maybe you have a cup of coffee or a cup of tea beside you, might not necessarily have to now be tea and biscuits, and then you're trying to read a verse and you're drinking, and then, can you read that all that? Yeah, they're reading. You want to read your Bible or read a book and then you're doing that. But I'm saying that you want to lock down. You know you need to give this thing attention, So even if you're reading from your phone, you might want to put it on airplane mode. If not, one message comes in, you want to check, or one notification comes, you want to check, and then you travel into the social media world for like another 30 minutes, you're gone. All right, so we're talking about the battle for attention, and this requires sincerity, and this anyway doesn't now need to make you spooky. It's not, if you're married, there's the place for your spouse. If you're having children, there's still the place for your children. If you go to work, all right, there's still a place for being responsible for the things that concern you. So this is you fighting for that allotted space and time. And you have to fight for it. All right, when life gets back to normal, you're getting back home in the evening, you're going to sit in front of the TV for a while. Before you know what's happening, the day's over, the week is over, you've not read a single verse in your Bible except the one you opened up in church on Sunday morning. You know how that thing happens. So we're dealing with the battle for attention because most of these things that confront us or, contest for our time and our attention, they are seemingly legitimate. Very, very legitimate, all right? You need to do house chores. There are things to do, and then you can't say, "Oh, I prayed from morning till evening till the plates are not washed." Maybe if you stay alone, all right, and then you've been able to sort that out still somewhere, and like, I'm going to do it at this point, but I want to do this. But yet again, you need to be sincere, right? So this is not me having to tell you what to do or how to go about it, but you just need to look at, okay, I need to give attention. There's so much revelation, right, from those moments of intimacy, those moments, all right, with the Lord, those moments of lockdown, that the truth is, because we don't give the lockdown the attention it requires, we do not even know the revelations we're missing. We do not know. I want to imagine, about almost 20 years ago, about 13 years plus, 2006, when the Lord began to stir up in my heart to move to Ijebu-Ode, in Ogun State, Nigeria, to plant a church. Imagine if I never just gave that the attention it needs. And I'm like, is it? Am I sure? Am I not sure? Am I sure? Am I not sure? And I allowed it drag for many, many months. Many times when these things drag, they just fizzle off or just go to the back burner somewhere. And then And that's happened with many things, you know. Is it not? But because you just didn't give it the attention to pray it out, you know, to spend time meditating on God's word, you know, we just haven't given these things the attention they need. So I'll read the story again. Listen, so Jesus comes to visit her with his disciples, all right? And then, you know, so he says again, you know, as Jesus and disciples continued on their journey, they came to a village where a woman welcomed Jesus into her home. Her name was Martha, and she had a sister named Mary. Mary sat down attentively before the master, absorbing every revelation he shared. Undivided attention. Please note, this is all about attention. There's a battle going on, right? She absorbed every revelation he shared, but Martha became exasperated by finishing the numerous household chores, you know, in preparation for her guests. So she interrupted the Lord and said, "Lord, don't you think it's unfair that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? You should tell her to get up and help me." The Lord answered, "Martha, my beloved Martha, why are you so upset and troubled? You know, pulled away by all these many distractions. Are they really that important? Mary has discovered one thing most important by choosing to sit at my feet." Jesus said this. She's discovered one thing most important by getting into the word. All right, by being transformed, by staring more and more into the word, because Jesus is the living word. All right, so she sat with the living word. Right? She is undistracted, and I won't take away this privilege from her. So the battle for attention, we've got to win this. It's a battle. We're going to keep fighting it. Okay? So right now, we have to do, you know, short clips, you know, 1 minute videos, 5 minute videos, you know, 10 minute videos. And sometimes you're not even sure if you put up a 10 minute video, everybody's going to finish watching it, because you know, people say, "Oh, attention span, attention span, attention span." So yes, while there's the issue with attention span, we just might also be growing, you know, a generation that is not learning to fight and win the attention battle. You know, so you play an audio, you know, and then yes, I mean, there's a place where you could play as you go, all right? Play, right? Play, you know, listen on the go. I mean, you listen on the... And I would encourage that. I mean, get your earphones in and then plug them up. Just move around, do stuff. But yet again, there's that time you've got to sit. It's audio, but sit. Sit with your pen, your paper. Sit with your notebook. Sit, take notes. Sit in a place and meditate. And, you know, because every time cannot be all. Because you know that as you play, you know, if you play on the go or play as you go, you know, certain things might not drop as they should. Now, maybe you're in a moving vehicle and you're giving it attention. Yeah, but you're doing laundry, you know, you're doing stuff. You know everything won't sink in. You know everything won't get in, you know. And then you play all through the night, which very many times, you know, I've had to do. You know, and then you cannot just say, "Well, my spirit has heard everything." You need edification. So your mind has got to get it. All right, your mind has got to get it. So there's that battle, you know, for attention. Solomon was speaking here in Proverbs chapter 4 and the 20th verse, you know, of Proverbs 4. Proverbs chapter 4, 20. All right, it says, "My son, attend to my words. Incline your ear unto my sayings." So the Passion Translation again says, "Listen carefully, my dear child, to everything that I teach you, and pay attention to all that I have to say." Attention. Attention, King James says, attend to my words. Attend to my words. To attend to something means you give it priority. You give it priority. There's a battle for attention, guys. All right? So if you want to be successful in this lockdown with the Lord, lockdown with the word, there will be battle for attention. And you've got to make up your mind to win. There's the mind battle, and then there's a body battle. So the mind battle is such that, you know, you begin to pray, your mind begins to wander. All right, I at this point, you know, I remember I learned it many years ago from, you know, Pastor Lynn Hammond, you know, in Minnesota in the U.S. You know, and then she was talking about that old school typewriter. You know, if you remember that, as you type, the thing shifts. You know, I guess it moves to the right now. So it shifts to the right, and then you have to, you know, slap the thing back, you know, and then you keep typing. You know, keep typing. You know how you put that carbon paper, if you've ever had to, you know, be around it, you know. And anyway, so you just type and then it shifts. And then when it's, you know, exhausted itself to the end, you move it back. So you keep typing. So when your mind don't, because sometimes your mind goes off and then you just feel defeated. Like, this is a lost battle. There's no need. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's a battle and you're going to win. It's part of your good fight. You fight, you win. Okay, you're bringing your thoughts into captivity. That's what you're doing. All right, you're telling your mind, this is a lockdown. All right, so you try to read 2-3 words in the Bible, 3 pages or 3 lines, 5 verses. And then your mind is wandering off. You say, no, it's a battle. You say, no, I'm finishing this. Now, there's a place where, you know, you couldn't go far because you were, and it's still part of the lockdown. You were stuck on a verse. All right, and that might not be when to now be very legalistic and say, no, I said I'm finishing 10 verses today. I'm finishing 3 chapters. So I must finish my 3 chapters. And then the Lord wants to speak to you from that verse. Now, this is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you've read 4 verses and your mind had traveled. You've thought about food. You've thought about your clothes. Thought about, you know, dinner. You've thought about, you know, you bring your mind back. You bring your mind back. You bring your mind back. It's a battle. All right? And there's a battle with the body. You know, Paul is speaking in 1 Corinthians, you know, chapter 9 and verse 27. 1 Corinthians 9, 27, he said, I put my body under. I put my body under. I bring it into subjection, lest after speaking to others, by any means, I myself should be a castaway. I put my body, I bring it into subjection. 1 Corinthians 9, 27. Because there's a battle there. You know, you won't be able to fast successfully. You know, if you don't win this battle also, and your body will give you very many excuses, including, I am going to die if you don't feed me, I'm going to die. But you know your body will not die. It's a battle. It's a battle. And as a believer, you must learn to fast. You must train yourself to fast. Oh, must it be 40 days? No. Must it be 21 days? Not necessarily, but you should train yourself to fast. Go a day or two, go a day or two or three. Just learn to tell your body no. Please, just do that. And it's not all because, oh, I'm fasting because I want promotion at the job, or I'm fasting because I want a baby, or I'm fasting because, you know, I want to go for visa application. No, I'm just staying off food, you know, so as to give more attention to spiritual things, because, you know, eating too much also has a way of just, you know, the cooking itself sometimes takes the attention, and then the eating sometimes drains the energy. You eat, you feeling fuzzy, sleepy, doze off. And so I just want to stay light for today. I just want to, because if you're fasting and then you haven't given attention to spiritual things like you should, like it's popularly said, when you do that, it's hunger strike, all right? People go to work for morning and they don't even remember to eat. They go with their food flask in the morning, come back, and like, oh, honey, I forgot to eat. You know, I was so busy. So they didn't fast. They just didn't get to eat. So if you don't eat, doesn't mean you had a fast, all right? But I'm talking about you having to convert, all right? You're not eating, all right? You're shutting down certain movies or certain things, you know, so that you can put your body, and I want to please encourage you, put your body. There's so much we might be missing because we're not spiritually attuned. So much we might not be picking because we're not spiritually attuned. I've seen opportunities that, hey, I'm thankful to God that I didn't miss them. But the truth is, I can't even imagine the ones that I missed because I wasn't attuned. Please, life is not all about, well, I have the money I need, or I have the relationship, I have my boo now, my bae, and, you know, well, I'm fine. There are very many things the Holy Ghost will want to discuss with you and I that, if we're not attuned, we could miss them. We could. Because we're just not sensitive to his nudgings, to his impulses. So we've got to win this battle. I remember, you know, when I was about, I was 17, 18. And I had to train myself to fast. I had to. Oh, dear Lord. It was a battle to wait to eat at noon. I mean, midday. Noon, right? Noon. 12 noon. And then I'll do house chores, I'll, you know, sing, dance, you know, praise and worship, clap, you know, and I was a kid. And then it was like 12 was too far. I was hungry. And then I'd sleep. I would jump on the couch and sleep off. Maybe sleep like 9:30. I mean, it was looking like forever. Then I'm up and I get up again and I sing, dance. And I'm like, oh, dear Lord, when would it be 12? And then I did it. I think I did it like twice and I moved to 2 o'clock, did 3 o'clock. I think I did 4. No, I think from 3 I jumped to 6. Then I jumped to 9. Then I did 24 hours. And then I think I did 2 days, almost 3. You know, I was, all this was between 17, 18. I was pushing my body. I will do this thing. I'm going to do this thing. It's a battle. I remember when I had to learn to meditate. Oh, yeah. And then, you know, the same way you've had to learn to pray, which I'm sure has happened to you, pray. And then it's as if, whoa, I've gone like 30 minutes right now. You open your eyes, you've prayed 3 minutes, you prayed 5 minutes. You're like, dear Lord. But it's a battle. And then you stay there. Oh, many times I will plug my ears. And those days of cassette tapes, you know, this preaching went for 1 hour, 30 minutes, you know. It's a 90-minute cassette tape. It goes back and change it, you know. And then I play it. So once I'm done, I know I just prayed an hour, 30 minutes. Oh, this message goes for about 1 hour. Then I playing it just to win that battle. Because my mind will be racing. My mind is, hey, it's looking far. And I'm plugged in. And I learn how to do that. And then plug in for 3 hours. Plug in for 6 hours. Plug in for 9 hours. I mean, just plug in and pray in tongues and be praying and listening and praying and listening. And you, it's the battle for attention, child of God. All right, we've got to fight and win this battle. Very, very legitimate things will come our way. So sometimes you got to shut the phone down, put it on airplane mode. You just set, if it's 30 minutes, shut the 30 minutes. I'm going to read the book of Ephesians for the next 30 minutes, no distraction. I'm going to pray in tongues right here, right now, no distraction. 15 minutes, 45 minutes. I'm going to do that 25 minutes right here, right now. I'm going to do that 3 hours this Saturday. I'm going to do that 5 hours this Saturday. And if you, for any reason, are a leader in church or in ministry or something, you should create some moments of extended prayer time. All right, let's win this battle. Glory to God. I believe this blessed you and helped you. All right, so we'll pick it up again tomorrow. But as I close, remember, Isaiah 26:3, God will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. There's a battle for attention, all right, going on. There's a serious battle going on for attention. And you and I will fight and win because God is at work in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Have a glorious day. Talk to you again tomorrow. Bye. May we never lose our wonder. Wide-eyed and mystified, may we be just like a child, staring at the beauty of the King. We never lose our wonder. May we never lose our wonder. Wide-eyed and mystified, may we be just like a child, staring at the beauty of our